From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland, Oregon, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Goodness. Yeah, okay. You have been enjoying those microbrews, haven't you? That's great. Well, we're excited too. We got a great show for you today. We got Colin Molloy, lead singer and songwriter of the great Portland band, The Decemberists, coming by later to play our game. We're excited to see him. And it is great to be back in Portland, which is one of those places that is so cool, so hip, you find yourself dying to fit in and to be accepted as one of their own. Why, I even heard that Carl Castle right here went out and got himself a tongue piercing.
You should see my belly button, Peter.
Well, he heals up. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there. This is Deborah Levy from Palos Verdes, California.
Oh, Palos Verdes, very beautiful.
Yes, it is.
What do you do there?
I work at a school as essentially a computer teacher, which means I try to stay a step ahead of the kids with technology, which is no easy feat.
That's impossible, because the kids just learn it from birth now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you'll always be bigger than them. It's great to have you with us. Let me introduce you to our great panel this week. First, say hello to a writer, a performer, and a veteran of the Colbert Report. Mr. Peter Gross is right here.
Hi, Deborah.
And next, one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Deb.
And finally, the author most recently of Alphabetter Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hello, Deb.
Well, welcome to the show, Deborah. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you will win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Excellent. Ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
If you love me, you've got to help me pass this bill.
That was somebody getting a little desperate this week.
Ooh.
Who wants people to show their love for him by writing into Congress?
I would say that'd be Barack Obama.
It would be President Obama. Very well done. Yes. President Obama followed the release of his American Jobs Bill with what's being called the National Presidential Begging Tour. The refrain of which is, pass this bill, pass this bill. That's not like him. His advisors must have convinced him the only way to get his message across to the American people is to repeat it over and over again in monosyllables. Pass this bill. And he was like, you mean I am the president of a dumb country? Yes, sir. You can tell he's bored, though. You can watch him if you're an Obama watcher. You can tell he's bored. First, he was like, pass this bill, pass this bill. Please pass this bill. And then he started doing it in Latin. You know, abduco is lex. Then he was like Yoda, this bill, pass you must. Then in an anagram, spitball hiss. And by this point, he lost us again.
He didn't literally say, if you love me, did he?
That he was, did. What happened
he
was...
Did?
What happened was...
He was talking to Sasha and Malia.
You can't even get... He says, let me just convince them to write to Congress.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, if you can't get those two...
Just one of
no,
you.
No, this is what happened. He was doing one of his... he's been doing these public presentations, these speeches, these rallies, and somebody shouted, I love you, Barack.
Ah.
And he did what he always does, is he yells back, I love you too. And then he said, but if you love me...
Good.
Help me pass this bill.
Yeah.
That's kind of manipulative, though.
Nope. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of sort of the guy and the girl parked up on the hill.
Yeah.
You know, late at night. If you really loved me.
I know.
Or maybe the Republicans. Maybe the Republicans, you know, they just want to wait until they're married. I don't know what that means in the political world. But
meanwhile, your next quote is actually a reenactment from Tuesday evening, I Will Be Wolf Blitzer. Should society just let him die?
Yeah! Yeah!
So Carl was representing somebody in the audience responding to one of the many questions asked at what event this week?
The debate?
Yes, it was a GOP debate. That's right. So one thing you might have noticed if you've been watching the GOP presidential debate so far is that the audience, really more than any of the candidates, is really excited about death, either by execution or untreated illness. This week, the crowd applauded and someone shouted, "Yeah!" when Wolf Blitzer asked Ron Paul if society should let a hypothetical man without health insurance just die. Although, to be fair, it was really it was just one guy who shouted that, and he turned out to be somebody who was rear-ended by a hypothetical man on the way to the debate. So he was angry. At the last debate, the crowd cheered for the amount of people Rick Perry had executed as governor of Texas.
Right.
Romney, you know Romney, he's seeing what voters wanted. He went right to the pander. He announced his running mate, it'll be Romney Grim Reaper 2012. Hey, it worked for George Bush. Mm-hmm.
That is unfair to the Grim Reaper. How dare you?
No, dare.
That man has a family.
Mm-hmm. And a heart.
Yeah, and a heart. Yeah, he's got his own heart.
The crowds at the GOP debates have been attracting more attention than any of the candidates. Maybe they should get the nomination. Mm. You know, everybody please rise for President Angry Mob.
Yeah, I think, in fact, that the president should be chosen by lottery.
Really?
Yeah, because then you wouldn't get the kind of, you wouldn't attract the kind of people who want to be president.
That's true. Just pick somebody at random.
You'd be sitting at home watching television, and the Supreme Court would show up at your door, and you think, "Oh God, I'm..."
Let me put some pants on.
The other big topic of this week's debate was: did the Merck pharmaceutical company bribe Governor Perry to mandate the use of their vaccines in Texas? Perry angrily responded to this accusation from Michelle Bachmann that they only donated $5,000, and he said, quote, "If you're saying that I could be bought for $5,000, I'm offended," unquote. I mean, $5,000 is insulting for a politician of his stature and seniority.
Six, eight, ten.
Yeah, no, his campaign slogan is, "Rick Perry, if you have to ask, you can't afford him." Very good. Here is your last quote.
"I'm so sick and tired of living on normal Earth. This place sucks."
That was a blogger over at nycbarstool.com reacting to news this week from NASA that they've discovered what?
Oh, I did see something about this. It was two something.
Two somethings. They discovered far out in the cosmos two somethings. No, you didn't hear the story?
No, I didn't.
I'll give it to you then. It's not Earth. It's Super Earth.
Oh, Super
Heard about
Earth.
This? Scientists at NASA announced the discovery of 50 new planets this week, among them what they're calling Super Earth. Huh. It's indistinguishable from our regular Earth until it removes its glasses. The planet, its real name is HD85512b, and it exists in the habitable Goldilocks zone, which is also the area where planets are all covered in porridge. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the best thing, because people are excited, because it's only 36 light years away, which is not far, relatively speaking. And we maybe could get there. And the best thing about it is that it orbits the sun every 60 days. So if we did get there, we'd all get to live to be 500 years old, which is cool. But when you think about it, it's a really warm place, and the average age is 300. It's just Florida.
Can we go there if we wear ours out?
Well, that's the hope, because frankly, at this point, we might as well just trash this one and get another.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should burn this planet down for the insurance money and move to the other one.
We may be doing that slowly.
Yeah, we are, actually. I don't know. There was like a must have been a short circuit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carl, how did Deborah do in our quiz?
Deborah, you did fine. You had two correct answers, so you win our prize.
Oh, awesome.
Well done, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.